This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises due to Allah, and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, upon his sahaba, his companions, and all those who follow in his footsteps, who follow his sunnah, who follow his creed, his way, until the last day. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's lecture is entitled The Virtues and Rules Related to Jumu'ah, related to Friday. Alhamdulillah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, is the greatest day of the week for a Muslim. And so this day should not be treated like any other day. It should be honored. And so it is one of the sha'air, or the symbols of Islam, is to attend the Jumu'ah prayer, the Friday prayer. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be looking at some of the virtues and some of the regulations or rules related to Friday. Now, this day is a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose for the people of the scriptures before us, but they differed regarding Yawm al-Jumu'ah. They differed. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guided the Muslims to Yawm al-Jumu'ah, as we read in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And in Sahih Muslim, it states that so for the Jews was Saturday, and for the Christians it was Sunday. So alhamdulillah, in Islam, Muslims, the Muslim special day of the week is Friday. Now, regarding Jumu'ah, what's interesting to note when we look at different hadiths, such as the hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim and others, that on this day, Adam, our forefather Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, was created. And this is the day that he entered Jannah. And this is the day he was expelled from the Jannah, from paradise. And it is on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, or on Friday, that the hour, the sa'ah, will come to pass on this day. Ibn Mas'ud, in the Sunan, we find in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, that Adam was created, and on this day he also died. That Adam alayhi salam died on a Friday. The blowing of the trumpet, As-Sur, the trumpet, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّور. As-Sur, again, this takes place on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So there is much virtue related to this day. Ibn al-Qayyim, one of the great scholars of Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim, he actually enumerated, or he listed 33 actions that are specific to Jumu'ah. 33 actions that are specific to Jumu'ah. Inshallah ta'ala, during this presentation, we will mention some of them. Now, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Riyadhus Salihin, and more specifically the Book of Virtues, he has a chapter which he has entitled more or less the merit or the virtues of Friday. Now, the first thing that he commences with is an ayah, a verse regarding Jumu'ah, that is found in a surah called Suratul Jumu'ah. So there is a surah in the Quran, there is a chapter in the Quran called Suratul Jumu'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse 10 of this surah, He says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then when the Jumu'ah Salat, when the Salat, meaning the Jumu'ah Salat, the prayer is ended, you may disperse through the land and seek the bounty of Allah. In other words, by working and remember Allah much, that you may be successful. Now, as for some of the hadiths that Imam al-Nawawi included, that show that it is the best day, that it is the best day of the week, we find the hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best day on which the sun has ever risen is Friday. The best day on which the sun has ever risen is Friday. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمْ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. On this day, Adam was created. And on this day, he was admitted to Jannah, to paradise. And he was expelled from it, meaning from the Jannah. So many achievements were made on this day, which also go to prove its excellent position in Islam. The next hadith is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa arda, found in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if anyone performs ablution properly, ablution meaning wudu, whoever performs ablution properly, then comes to the Friday prayer, listens to the khutbah attentively and keeps silent, his sins between that Friday and the following Friday will be forgiven, with the addition of 3 more days. But he who touches pebbles has caused an interruption. So in this hadith, a number of things are recommended. مَنْ تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوء. Whoever makes wudu and perfects their wudu. So it's not just about making your wudu, but perfecting your wudu. Performing wudu in the manner in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمُعَةِ. And he comes to Friday. فَاسْتَمَعَ وَأَنْصَتْ. He listens attentively, not just listening to the words of the imam or the words of the khatib, the one who is delivering, the one who is delivering the khutbah, but there is insat. And insat means attentive listening. So وَأَنْصَتَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ. The sins that you committed between that Friday and the following Friday will be forgiven. So the sins that are committed between that Jumu'ah and the upcoming Jumu'ah will be forgiven. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous. And from His generosity is when you do a good deed, He rewards you how many good deeds? 10. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with the addition of 3 more days. So, not only are you going to be forgiven for the 7 days, but because a good deed is equivalent to 10 times at least its reward, He's going to add another 3 more days. So now you are forgiven 10 days. 10 days. Al-hasanatu bi-ashra. Al-hasanatu bi-ashra. So, but then he goes on and he says, but he who touches pebbles has caused an interruption. وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. So in other words, you will forfeit that reward if you play around during the Jumu'ah. You know, there might be some strings that you're playing with, or some stones if... you know, you're praying on an area that's not carpeted. Okay, so if you play with, because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the masjid was small stones, and so if you play around with something, you have nullified the reward, or you don't achieve the full reward of Jumu'ah. Now, when it comes to the sins that are forgiven, of course, this is to do with what? To do with the minor sins, because we know that when it comes to the major sins, okay, this needs sincere repentance. Also, when it comes to the huquq of al-ibad, when it comes to the rights of others, you cannot be forgiven, okay, except through compensating the one you have oppressed, or compensating the one you have wronged. This is huquq al-ibad. So it's very important to listen attentively to the khutbah, to always make sure that your conscience, that you're conscious of the words of the khatib. The next hadith is hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa arda. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-salawatul khams. As-salawatul khams. The five prayers. Wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah. And he said, Friday and the next Friday. Wal-jumu'ah ila al-jumu'ah. Wa-ramadan ila ramadan. Meaning the time period between one Ramadan and the next. Okay, he says مُكَفِّرَاتٌ مَا بَيْنَهُنَّ إِذَا اشْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. That you, the sins that you commit between the five daily prayers, the sins that you commit between one Friday and the next, and between one Ramadan and the next, they are expiated, they are cleansed, they are purified by virtue of having performed the Jumu'ah prayer and performed your five daily prayers and fasted the month of Ramadan. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen for this blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. The next hadith is the hadith of Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhuma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them both. The hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. They said that we heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, that is while delivering the khutbah on his pulpit, on his minbar, either some people stop neglecting the Friday prayers, or Allah will set a seal upon their hearts and they will be among the negligent ones. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he means by the negligent ones, or he means يعني those who will become utterly unmindful of the remembrance of Allah. So by not attending the Jumu'ah prayer, this has ramifications on your iman and on your good deeds. So it's very, very important that you continue to attend the Jumu'ah prayer. Now, in talking about the Jumu'ah prayer, who is the Jumu'ah prayer compulsory upon? Well, first of all, we know that it is wajib upon, it is upon the males. So those who are exempted would be the minor. So those children who are under the age of puberty are not obligated to attend the Jumu'ah prayer. Likewise, al-mar'ah, women, are not obligated to attend the Jumu'ah or the Friday prayer. They may attend if there's a designated place for them. Some masjids, because there are so many attendees and so many brothers who attend the masjid, there's no room for the women, because you see, if it's an obligation upon the men and the masjid does not fit, the space of the masjid is very limited, then the management of the masjid has the right to say, I'm sorry, or we are sorry, no women are allowed on Jumu'ah, because to them it's only an option, whereas for the males it's an obligation. It is a fard, or it's a wajib. So women are exempt. Al-Abdul Mamluk, slaves. The books of fiqh teach us that slaves are exempt. Al-Marid, if a person is sick and going to the Jumu'ah exasperates the sickness or prolongs the sickness, then they are exempt. Al-Musafir, so if you're a traveler, if you've gone and traveled to another city and you don't hear the call to prayer, or there's no local masjid, even if there are 40 of you or 50 of you, okay, or 100 of you, and you're all traveling and there's no local Jumu'ah, then you don't have to establish a Jumu'ah. You're not obligated to establish a Jumu'ah. So the musafir, however, must answer the call if he hears it. So if you travel, you go on a holiday, you're going on some recreational activity, and you're a musafir and there is a masjid. There is a masjid nearby. And it's close enough for you to attend the Jumu'ah, then it becomes an obligation for you to attend the Jumu'ah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, that when the nida', when the call for Jumu'ah is made, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then go and answer the call. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ, and leave off trade. So once that call has been made, you are obligated to leave off work. And in the Muslim countries, when it's Yawmul Jumu'ah, just before the prayer, all businesses, they close shop and they leave their business and they go to the Jumu'ah prayer. Some scholars hold the opinion that if you enter into a business transaction, if you enter into a business transaction after the adhan of Jumu'ah is made, then that transaction is an invalid transaction. So you're not to do business during Jumu'ah prayer. Al-Musafir. And sometimes we have other reasons that you are exempted from travel. So for example, if it's stormy weather, and going to the masjid can be problematic, it could be dangerous for you in any way, then you are exempted. And we have the hadith, or we have a situation whereby on a rainy day, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wa arda, he said to the muadhin, he said to him, إِذَا قُلْتَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, when you're saying أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ in the adhan, he said, إِذَا قُلْتَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولَ, فَلَا تَقُلْ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, don't say حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ in this case. If it's a stormy weather, don't say حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, because حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ is an instruction to come to the salah, come. It's an invitation. So he said instead, you say صَلُّوا فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, pray in your homes. Pray in your homes. Because if it's, you know, stormy weather, and so that the people don't feel it's an obligation. Okay, so this is something that we read about in the books of fiqh. So there are those who are exempted from the Salatul Jumu'ah. That was a list of those who are exempted. Now, there is a reward for going to Jumu'ah early. And in the hadith that is found in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu wa arda, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he who takes a bath on Friday, he who takes a bath on Friday, like the bath for ceremonial purity, man ikhtasala yawm al-jum'ah, ghusl al-jum'ah, ghusl al-janaba, the ghusl of janaba, and then he goes to the masjid, he is like one who offers a camel as a sacrifice to seek the pleasure of Allah. Okay, so if you go in the first hour, so you divide the periods between the Jumu'ah and you go back, and if you divide them into hours or periods, into five, if you go in the earlier period, it's as if you offered a sacrifice for the sake of Allah, and that sacrifice was a camel, which is the best, the top of the sacrifice. Okay, the best sacrifice that you can make as far as sacrificial or gifts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a sacrifice is in the first hour is the camel. And if you come at the second hour, it's as if you have sacrificed a cow for the sake or for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you come in the third hour, it's as if you have sacrificed a horned ram. And if you come in the fourth hour, it's as if you have offered for the sake of Allah a hen. And if you come in the fifth hour, it's as if you have sacrificed for the sake of Allah an egg. Okay, bayda. Alright? So the earlier you come, the better the sacrifice, the more rewarding it is. Okay? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and when the imam ascends the pulpit, that when the imam, he walks up the minbar should be three steps, as was the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was made of three steps. That's the sunnah, to have, if you're going to have a minbar, not to be more than three steps. So he said, and when the imam ascends the pulpit, the angels who write the names of those who come to the masjid before the coming of the imam close their register in order to listen to the khutbah. So there are angels who are standing at the doors of the masajid, and they are recording the names of those who are entering the masjid, a special register. Now when the imam ascends the minbar, okay, those registers are closed, and the angels, they sit amongst the congregation and they listen to the khutbah. So we really have to get into habit of being early. And subhanAllah, when you're early, you know, as a general rule, when you're early, you just feel that there's more barakah in the time that comes after it. So we have to really remember to come early to the Friday prayer, inshallah ta'ala. Also, what's special, from amongst the special characteristics of Yawmul Jumu'ah, is that there is a period of time, or an hour, whereby when you make dua, your dua is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, we have a hadith, and in this hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa arda, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, while talking about the merits of Friday, there is a time on Friday at which a Muslim, while he or she is offering salat and is supplicating, will be granted whatever he or she is supplicating for. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed with his hand to indicate that this period of time is very short. So we know that there is an hour, a period of time. Now, when is this hour? That's the question. There is some difference of opinion amongst the ulama. In the hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with them both, did you hear your father narrating something from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the special moment during Friday? I said, yes, I heard him report from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it occurs between the time when the imam sits down, in other words, on the minbar, that's after the first khutbah, and the time of salat is over. So according to this opinion or this hadith, that the time when it's a good time to make dua is from the time the imam sits down, you know, when he says normally, أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ, or words to that effect, when he says that, until the salat, that period, the end of the salat, is a good time to make dua. Now, there is, of course, as I said to you, differences of opinion amongst the ulama in respect of this moment or this hour. Regarding this hadith, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said it is mawquf. This is a hadith whereby the chain of narrators does not reach up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are other hadiths which seem to be, which have a more of a marfu' nature, which means that the chain of narration does go back right up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and there is a hadith that urges to find the moment or that period is actually after Asr and before Maghrib. And that seems to be the stronger opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that the time that Muslims should be making lots of dua and supplicating is between Asr prayer and between Maghrib prayer, just before the sun is about to set. This is what it seems to be more like the stronger opinion. Now, we do have another hadith that is found in Sunan Abi Dawood, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jum'ah, fa'akthiru alayya min as-salati fih, fa'inna salatukum ma'rudatun alayh." Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Among the best of your days is Friday. On that day, invoke blessings on me frequently, for your blessings are presented to me." This is an abandoned sunnah. From amongst the abandoned sunan is sending peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout Friday. So the sunnah is to send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you can on Yawmul Jumu'ah. And the most complete and best way of presenting it is in the form of Al-Ibrahimiyyah, or as some would call it, Darud, or Darud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So this is the least that we can offer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every good that we have in this ummah, every good comes from who? Comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why we should not neglect this sunnah. So there are many other manners that are related to Yawmul Jumu'ah. As I said to you, Imam al-Nawwi, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned a number of them. For example, he said, he spoke about the sunnah on Yawm al-Jumu'ah in the Fajr prayer, in the first rak'ah and in the second rak'ah. In the first rak'ah to recite Surah As-Sajda, and then in the second rak'ah Surah Al-Insan. Okay, so this is the sunnah regarding the Fajr Fard prayer. So in the first rak'ah to recite that after Al-Fatiha As-Sajda, and to recite Al-Insan. Why? Because these two chapters, they talk about the creation of Adam alayhi salam, which we said took place on Jumu'ah. It also talks about the day of judgment, which will also take place on Yawmul Jumu'ah. Yawmul Jumu'ah is the day of gathering. Jumu'ah comes from Jama'. Jama' means to congregate. Okay? Jama'. So the Muslims, they congregate on this day, and they get to see each other and worship collectively. So it is just as, for example, we have the greatest gathering of the year is Yawm Arafah. Okay, the greatest gathering of the week is Yawm al-Jumu'ah, where Muslims gather. Also, the sunnah is that if there is a main masjid, if there is a main masjid in an area, and there are other small masjids, small mosques, for as long as the main masjid has the space, then the other masajid should close, should be closed for Jumu'ah. And so all the Muslims, they come and attend in the one place, as was the case in Medina, whereby the Muslims from Quba would come to Medina, from nearby Quba, Masjid Quba, and would perform their Jumu'ah in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid. But unfortunately, in this day and age, we find that all the masajid are very full, especially in Western countries. But what we're saying, if there was a major one, a masjid or mosque, then the sunnah would be to attend the major one and not the more minor ones or the ones that are in the area. Also, another point is regarding ghusl. It is sunnah to perform ghusl. Ghusl is the a shower. Now there is difference of opinion amongst the ulama regarding, is it obligatory or is it only sunnah and mustahab and recommended? Now, and this is more so for the people that are attending the Jumu'ah prayer. So what seems to be more in line with the sunnah is that it is obligatory. Is that it is obligatory to perform ghusl, to have a shower on Friday for those who are attending, attending the Jumu'ah. There's a hadith, ghuslul Jumu'ati wajibun ala kulli muhtalim, that the ghusl or the shower for Jumu'ah is obligatory upon every mature or person who has reached the age of puberty. Regarding also Jumu'ah, when you attend the masjid, you can perform, there is no specific sunnah. So there's no specific 2 rak'at or 4 rak'at or 8 rak'at, no. You may perform as many rak'at as you wish until the imam arrives. After Salatul Jumu'ah, you can either pray 2 or you can pray 4. And there are 2 different hadiths regarding this. And the way that we consolidate between the hadiths is that if you are going to be praying in the masjid, then you pray 4. If you are going to be praying at home, then pray 2. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Also, from amongst the etiquette, because it's a special day, of course, using the siwak, brushing your teeth. So you go that extra mile because of the sacredness of that day. From amongst the sunan is reciting Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever recites Suratul Kahf on Jumu'ah will have illumination from the light from one Jumu'ah to the next. As per the hadith found in Nasa'i and Bayhaqi and Al-Hakim. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on Jumu'ah will be blessed with a light that will rise from underneath his feet to the peak of the sky. And this will be a light for him on the day of resurrection, and he will be forgiven for what is between the Jumu'ah and the next Jumu'ah. Surah Al-Kahf, if you're a good reciter, should take you about 20 minutes. Between 20 minutes to half an hour. So it is highly recommended to recite Surah Al-Kahf, Yawmul Jumu'ah, of course, or Laylatul Jumu'ah, as some scholars have said, the evening of Jumu'ah, but making sure that you recite it before the sun sets on the day of Friday. For those of you who are leading the Jumu'ah prayer, there's a sunnah with respect to which surah or which chapters to recite after Al-Fatiha. And what is common is to recite Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Hal Ataka Hadith Al-Ghashiyah in the first rak'ah, and to recite Surah Al-A'la or Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la in the first rak'ah, and then Hal Ataka Hadith Al-Ghashiyah in the second rak'ah. Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la in the first, and Hal Ataka Hadith Al-Ghashiyah in Surah Al-Ghashiyah in the second rak'ah. You can also, there's also a reference to reciting Surah Al-Jumu'ah in the first rak'ah and Surah Al-Munafiqun in the second rak'ah. Another important matter related to Yawm al-Jumu'ah, it is mustahab and recommended to wear your best clothes, to wear your best garments as per certain hadiths. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it would do no harm to anyone if he were to buy 2 gowns for Friday other than his work clothes. Also, regarding travel on Jumu'ah, What did the ulama say? They said, it is not permissible to begin traveling for the one who it is obligatory on after its time commences. So after the commencement of Jumu'ah, you can't just simply take off, okay, for travel. As for before its time, then we have difference of opinion between those who say it's not permitted, between those who say it is permissible, and those who say it's permitted in the case of jihad. And then, of course, we learn that walking for every step that you are rewarded, okay, the reward of fasting and doing night prayers for a whole year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man ghassala wa ghtasala yawm al-jum'ah," those, the one who performs ghusl, "wa bakkara wa btakara," and who's early, "wa dana min al-imam," also the sunnah is to sit close to the imam, try and get there early, "wa dana min al-imam fa ansat," and then he listened attentively, "kana lahu bi kulli khutwa yakhtuha siyam sanatin wa qiyamuha," for every step that you took, you will have the reward of fasting a year and the qiyam of a year for every step. وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that to Allah is easy. And that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. And another hadith, as per Bukhari, لَا يَغْتَسِلُ رَجُلٌ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ, that any person, any man who performs ghusl on the day of Friday, وَيَتَطَهَّرُ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ طُهْرٍ ويدهن من دهنه أو يمس من طيب بيته ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينصت إذا تكلم الإمام إلا غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى. Again, this hadith is talking about that the one who performs ghusl, who applies perfume, this is for the males, okay, and he does not separate between two people. So, you know, you might have two people sitting there and you come and sit between them. Okay, that's not allowed. So, by praying and by listening to the imam and not speaking, your sins will be forgiven. We spoke about earlier about the importance of dua on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Okay, and as I said to you earlier in the hadith found in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, "Hiya ma bayna an yajlisa al-imamu ila an tuqda as-salat." Okay, as per one narration. And as for the narration for after Asr, hadith Abu Huraira, "Inna fil jum'ati sa'atan la yuafiquha 'abdun muslimun يسأل الله فيها خيرا إلا أعطاه إياه وهي بعد العصر." That there is an hour on Friday that any abd, any servant that is Muslim, asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, asks for something good, except that Allah gives him and that, or answers his supplication, and it is after Asr. Also, from amongst the matters is, it contains, of course, a sermon. And there are two sermons on Yawm al-Jum'ah. So in other words, there's the imam will have one speech. He will sit, which is known as the jalsa. Okay, the jalsa. And then he will stand up again. So there are two parts to the sermon. Okay, and usually the imam will seal off with a supplication and dua. Also, from amongst the matters that you should keep in mind regarding Jumu'ah, it is not allowed to single out Jumu'ah for fasting. You cannot fast on Jumu'ah without having fasted Thursday or without intending to fast on Saturday. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered upon Juwayriyah bint al-Harith radiallahu anha wa ardaha, and she was fasting. And he said to her, "Asumti ams?" did you fast yesterday? قالت لا. She said, no, I didn't. قال فتريدين أن تصومي غدا. Do you intend on fasting tomorrow? Meaning Saturday. قالت لا. She said, no. قال فافطري. Or فافطري. He said to her then, break your fast. So you cannot single out Friday for fasting. Okay? And subhanAllah, we have many people, unfortunately, who undermine Yawmul Jumu'ah, its virtue, and attending the Friday prayer. And the ulama have said that a person who does not attend Friday is a fasiq. Fasiq. Okay? He is fasiq, meaning he is a corrupt person or a sinful person. A sinful person, a fasiq. And his witness is not acceptable. تسقط عدولته أو عدوله. That if he was a witness to something, his testimony will not be accepted because of his complacency regarding Jum'ah and missing the Friday prayer. So these are a few rulings and ahkam that come to my mind regarding Yawmul Jum'ah. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, it's a very special day. We should not treat it like any other day of the week. Let us, inshallah, look the part, and let us fulfill the sunnah and revive the sunnah in areas whereby the sunnah has been abandoned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.